Blog Talk Radio.
The mind is coming out to you. Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. This is Dove Knight. How are you doing? And like I said in one of my videos, how are you doing today? I am doing just fine. I just want to say that one day at a time is essentially the key to how things should be and they get better as an artist and creator. It's important for me to talk to you about that. And yes, it is about the Dove Knight Matter Part 2. It's been out since March 3rd. On Twitter, if anyone's listening, I released a few videos. Well, you can see me and, saying hello, kind of my way of artistry, saying thank you for listening to my podcast. The other one, if you look at the other videos, is just about the Dove Knight Matter Part 2. And you hear and along with the intro, the guitar riff, and me singing. So it's like the music riff and me singing. So it's my own way of expressing musically, vocally. The Dove Knight Matter is just a part of who I am as an artist. It's part of my destiny to write, but especially sing music. Singing is such a part of who I am, as well as writing music, but also making videos and creating, because I'm an all-around artist. I did do little movies. You might find in an IDM, movie picture. I'm in a few very silly movies, so. But I've done a lot, and that's part of who I am, as well as doing podcasts. Because I love to communicate and I love to talk. So I promise you I would do videos. I did 3 videos. One is saying thank you for listening to my podcast on Twitter. And the other videos just part is on YouTube about the Dove Knight Matter Part 2. So those are videos for you. So for now I'm going to be doing podcasts. I am planning to release another song. It'll be a little different. It's something that I've written on a keyboard. I will let you know. It should come out sooner than later, maybe in a month or two. Or, depends. But the Dove Knight Matter Part 2 is out. Also, other albums and EPs and singles. Like any of the songs, is there for you. You can listen to it on Spotify, Deezer, iTunes. I mean, it really is there for you.
You
The Sound of Death Night Matter Part 2. You can also find it on singles. It's written by a broken relationship of some kind that I had in the past that I had to move on, because I had to move on from negativity and realize there are other relationships to meet and other people to meet. So I had to let it go, and that's what happens to everybody. Either we have a love breakup, or breakup of a friendship, breakup of a love relationship, we have to move on. And that's the odyssey that I learned about love, or dealing, or at least dealing with people, whether it's friendship, relationship, family, otherwise. I had to have myself. I had to love myself strongly. Because if I don't, it'd be impossible for me to have a relationship or to have a good relationship with someone else. Because I learned that strongly over time. But when I was younger, I wasn't aware of that. I look for applause and look for attention in other people. And then I realized you can't find love with others unless I love thyself. And that is pretty much the truth. Self-love is the highest form of love, because if I love myself, then I can love someone else. Again, it's about the philosophy that I have today on these podcasts, is I have to love thyself. I really do. Love thyself.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
Understanding life. So life was for me, and you know, it's still an evolving experience that requires me to really look at everything very carefully. Because one of the most important things I learned about life is that we learn more as we get older, and in particular in matters of love. And that's why I like to write about songs related to love, or want to, because it's so important. Why I love to write songs about love. And I also like to write songs that are related to adversity, because I've been through so many experiences that were related to adversity. And that was the key to why I wanted to be a singer in the first place. You know, it really was. Because people prejudge me, society prejudged me for simply being too big, too fat, being too unique. Good night. From Duff Knight.